T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We want to ask you a very serious question, especially if you're a parent or if you're a child and you're a victim of this AKA parent tax. We want you to call in and straight up rat your parents out.
I want to hear from the children, to be honest.
I know, right?
Is the Halloween candy parent tax a real thing in your family? Like, do you tax your kids for taking them trick-or-treating? What percentage of their candy do you steal from them for taking them out, buying their costume, getting them ready? This was my first year going out and trick-or-treating. My daughter's going to be 2 in December, Ariela. We attempted to dress her up as a lion in a tutu. We just got the tutu. We tried to put a little wig on it, not having it.
She's like, fit. Hell no.
Although her hair was all messed up from us trying to get it on there, and it looked like a lion's mane. And then we were trying to paint her face. We got 3 whiskers on it. That's it, painted. That's and then funny. She was like, I ain't having this. And then walking around, I had to carry her. I got tired, man. You need a train to go trick-or-treating with these kids. It's a legit thing, and therefore, I have about 90% of her candy in studio right now that I brought in. So I definitely text Ariela for sure.
See, that's what's funny. I didn't know this was a thing. So yesterday I was in the studio and I was thinking about, after the show, I was thinking about like when I was a kid, like what enraged me the most about Halloween and trick-or-treating. And I remembered my mom was so crafty. Like we'd go and we'd all have our bags and be like, yeah, we got our candy. And then she would say, Guys, I'm going to keep all your candy safe for you.
Safe.
And then she'd
blame.
Yes, but she'd play us off each other because I have 2 brothers. She'd be like, Brian, you don't want Killian and Patrick to steal your candy. Oh, you're right, Mom.
Shoot.
So then she would say, I'll keep all your candy in separate places, but very secure, and you can ask me for candy. She goes, think of it like a bank. You come in, I give you candy when you need to make a withdrawal. And I was like, that sounds a great idea. But then, slowly but surely, it's all gone.
You don't realize that the stock market crashed and she ate all of it.
Yeah, seriously. See, for me, me and my brother would hide our pillow bags that we would take all our candy in, and I would tell my dad where my brother's was, so he wouldn't come to mine. Wow. So I was like, you know, kind of on the team of
playing
my parents.
Both.
Yeah.
877-971-HITS is the number to call. 877-971-4487. You could call or text that number. Is the Halloween candy parent tax a real thing in your family? If you're a child and you are a victim of getting taxed by your parent, you see candies all of a sudden disappearing, hit us up. Let us know what percentage they tax you for.
So I put this PSA that I made, and we'll have it on 97.1 Amp Radio Instagram, this PSA that I made. It's like a sad music, and it's just warning kids, yo, do not listen to your parents. They are not trying to keep your candy safe. They're trying to steal it from you.
Oh, damn.
These candy-stealing parents. And I put it on Facebook, and I've never heard of the parent tax. I'm not a parent. I've never taken kids trick-or-treating, so I don't know what kind of struggles you go through. And it was a landslide. Everyone was like, that's like from Angela. 100% of trick-or-treaters, we have to take 100% out. She's like, parent tax is real. The parent tax are walking 100 miles. We make sure the candy is safe, and we get to eat as much as we want to. We got the parent tax legit. I have to carry the bag, direct the kid to the good houses.
Yes.
And they're like, I have to scout for the good houses. We have to drive.
Wow.
It costs gas money. Got one from Stephanie on my Facebook page saying, good thing my kid is too young for Facebook right now because they would be trying to hide their candy as we speak. And you know what? I'm going to eat all the candy I want to.
Is the Halloween candy parent tax a real thing? Hit us up 877-971-HITS. Can't wait to get to your calls and texts. What are texts saying, Brian?
We got Lori from Ontario. The tax, all of it. He doesn't know any better. Technically, we use him to get candy for ourselves.
You use your kids to get candy. I love it.
And Vicky from Hooper Valley says that they tell their son they have to look at the buckets to make sure it's all safe for them to eat. Then they decide what they're going to take and put it in separate buckets.
There you go. Yo, shout out to Hooper Valley. Went to Hooper Valley High School. Thank you for listening. Nicole from Whittier with the Girls Out Prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole, how old are your kids?
6 months and 3 years old.
Aw. Do you believe in the parent tax? Like, if you take your child trick-or-treating, what percentage do you get to keep because you tax them for taking them around?
For the the most part, I just probably take like one or two pieces. Hmm. Mostly grandma eats it.
You're going to put it all on grandma right now? You want us to believe that you don't take any of your three-year-old or six-month-old candy, just a couple pieces? I call objection.
No, not really.
There you go. But abuelita does. She's the one that takes over because yeah. She's probably the one that's really taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna work.
Yeah, she watches them.
Nicole, thank you for listening to us. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank you. I love you guys. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Bye. Guadalupe from LA. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Guadalupe, how old are you?
7, 8 years old.
Wait, are you Mama Bean's son?
Yes.
What up, Guadalupe?
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
I heard it's your birthday, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Guadalupe. All right, my man, but let's get right to it, bro. I know Mama Bean's a gangster. She's got 7 kids. We see her all the time next door at Coffee Bean. Does she tax you for Halloween candy?
Yeah, she taxes us almond joy.
She takes all your almond joys? That's funny.
Yes. Is that the only thing?
Yes.
Mama Bean.
Yes.
Is it true that you tax them?
Hey, they're allergic to coconut. I'm
no,
doing
no,
this.
No, they're not. No, we're not, Mom.
That's a lie. You told the doctor to make that up. You made up a doctor's
they
note.
They are. There's a thing. You know kids who are nut-free, gluten-free? That coconut is a nut. They're allergic to coconut.
Coconut.
They don't believe you.
Especially if it's dark chocolate. They're allergic to dark chocolate.
No, I'm not.
You made out well, though. You have 7 kids to choose from, so that's good. You got a lot of candy at that house.
They're so mad.
Why'd you buy us almond joys when we were at Kmart and you gave us them?
I was trying to prove my theory.
Sorry, Mama Bean. You got busted. Love you guys. Happy
Love
birthday,
guys.
Guadalupe.
Thanks. Have a good day. Love you.
Love
bye,
you too.
Brian.
See you, buddy.
Brian, he said bye to you only.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Karen from Sun Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Karen, is the Halloween candy parent tax a real thing in your family?
It is a real thing. So growing up, my birthday was always 1 week exactly from Halloween. So my birthday is next Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And growing up, my mom would take the candy that me and my sisters would collect and she would put it into the piñata, the goodie bags for my birthday.
No.
Halloween week.
That's recycling, man.
That is a great idea.
She was like, I don't want you eating that candy. She was like, it's going to go in your piñata. So that's my candy
tax. Well, it gives you more motivation when you hit the piñata and all the candy falls. You're probably just like, no, mine.
My daughter Adiela's birthday is coming up December 3rd. You think the candy's still going to be good in a month?
Probably not, but you might be able to swing it.
Also,
sure, why
also,
not take the risk?
If they're not your kids, who cares?
I love it. Karen, thank you so much. Glad you had some epic birthdays. All kinds of candy up in that piñata. Some people only put like peanuts in the piñata. You had some good stuff. Love you, Karen. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. Brian, what's going down on the text?
We got a couple good ones from the 310. As a teacher, I give extra credit to students who bring candy from my candy
Ooh,
list.
That's smart.
Only the good stuff. That is genius.
Of course.
From the 949, our parents played the four of us off each other like Brian's mom did. My mom used to do this. She would. They'd tell us that each one of us was going to hide and steal each other's candy, and then we'd let them take care of the candy, and then they'd end up eating it all. And my grandma was the worst.
That's what we're trying to find out here. Grandmas are the ones that are really eating all the candy because they tax their child,
yep.
Which is the kid's mom, you know?
It's a double tax. They tax the parents. It just keeps getting passed on.
It's like there's state tax, which is the parents,
yeah.
Right. And then grandma's the federal tax.
Uh-huh. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.